Hello, how are you today? I'm Jude Aredo. On this episode of the podcast, I'll be bringing to you the topic that I've titled Push Beyond Limits. On this episode, we'll be looking at this topic from four different points of view. One is, what do I mean by push beyond limits? The second is, why do I have to push beyond limits? The third is, how do I push beyond limit? And the fourth one, the last point is, benefit of pushing beyond limit. Now, let's quickly dive into the program for today. Say, push beyond limit. What do I actually mean by you pushing beyond limit? You pushing beyond limit is doing the extra work, going the extra mile that you are supposed to go to. You know, when you engage in doing the extra work, you know, that lead to that extra, it is what will make you what? Extraordinary. Now, if you are given a task and you got to a point where you feel that you are done, but at that point in time, you just need to push a little beyond the limit that you are at that point in time. And if you have this attitude of always pushing beyond limit, you now see yourself expanding, you know, just like an elastic rubber. If you stretch it, it has a limit. If you stretch it, it can easily rebound back to the normal shape. But if you stretch it beyond the normal limit, but not to the breaking point limit, and you know what? You see the shape beginning to change gradually. It becomes, you know, enlarged. You now see the size increasing. That is how it affects human being as well. As a human being, if you know you engage in mental work, okay, let's use reading for an example now. When you started 10 minutes, you sit down, within 10 minutes you see yourself, you know, struggling to sit for the period, that becomes your limit. And as the day progresses, you know, if you see yourself reading beyond that, you see yourself pushing beyond 10 minutes, you know, it can progress to 20, 30, 1 hour, 2 hours, and even more than that. You know, as you keep pushing yourself, yes, the body is tired, you want to go and stretch out, you want to lie down, you know, to have some rest, but you said no. It's not yet time for you to rest. Let's do it together. One more, you know, let's put in another 10 minutes. Let's put in another 20 minutes. Before you know what's happening, you are pushing beyond your normal limit of sitting down for 10 minutes to read. And it graduates to what? To 20, 30, and, you know, hours. So that is what pushing beyond limit is. We see many athletes, the sport personnel now, if they are practicing for an Olympic event, you know, their coach, maybe before then they used to practice 2-3 hours per day. You see their coach stretching them to now begin to practice for 4, 5, even 6 hours per day. And sometimes they make it morning and evening routine. You see them giving in total of 8 to 10 hours per day practicing, and because of that, you see them always outshining others, because it is what you put in that you will get a return in a multiplied form. So if you put in small time investment, what will you get? Small profit. But if at the other way around, you put in, you know, huge time investment, what will you get? Huge investment back. So my word to you is, Learn to what to push yourself beyond that limit that they say, this is the much he or she can go. But surprise the world by, practicing, and at the end of the day, pushing yourself beyond that limit that has been marked for you. And as you do that extra time, putting that extra time to your work, putting that extra effort to beautify whatever thing that you do, to make sure that it comes out, perfect. Yes, as you begin to do that, you see yourself improving. Okay, another way around of, pushing yourself beyond limit is, if you are this type that hates writing, begin to write short notes. Begin to write short notes. And before you know what's happening, your writing skills begin to be what? To be sharpened. And as you do that, you become better day by day, day by day, day by day. And, if you give yourself a good period of time practicing consistently, and you see yourself, becoming a better writer. Now, let's go to the next step. Why do I have to push beyond limits? Okay, now I want you to ask yourself the question, why do you have to push beyond limits? There are so many reasons why you need to push beyond what? Beyond limit. I will just take a few of them as we progress. One of the reasons why you have to push beyond limit is, you cannot afford to remain on the same point forever. Human beings, we are built for change. And we are built for better change. So, as one of the reasons why you need to push beyond limit is what? For change. Because you, as a human being, you cannot afford to remain on the same spot for a very long time. Number two reason why you need to push beyond limit is, you ought to become what? Better. You ought to become what? Better. The way human being is being designed is what? We always strive to become better than we were yesterday. So if we don't push beyond limits, we wouldn't know, the things that we are made of. Then another point is to discover new ground about yourself. As you push beyond limits, you now see yourself discovering those things that you never thought you could do. And as such, you see yourself becoming better. When you are starting up, you might not be that good. But as the day progresses, you see yourself becoming much more better. A typical example is this podcasting that I am doing. Before now, I fear, talking on a podcast, even video casting. I fear it, but I had to take up the courage, started doing it one step per time, one thing per time. I record, I keep re-recording, I just keep doing it. I play it, I don't like it, I delete, it's becoming better on a daily basis. So if I keep at it, practicing, recording, listening to my voice, fine-tuning the areas I need to fine-tune, keep pushing myself beyond the limit of, I can't do it, no, it's too hard, no. But I now have a change of my thinking that, since other persons are doing it, I think I can do it, and even do it better than the way they are doing it. My voice needs to be heard, So as I engage in it, keep practicing, keep doing it, keep practicing, keep doing it, keep getting feedback from people. As I keep at it, I see myself progressing. So now, let's go to the next point. How do I push beyond limit? The how for every area that you need to push beyond limit, there are what? Different requirements that is being required of you. Okay, for an athlete, is required of an athlete to wake up a little bit early, to go out for a road walk and do the routines. For somebody who is a writer, is required of the writer to discipline himself or herself, you know, to have a structure on how he or she will be writing. You know, so as it concerns you in your field, look out for a structure on how you can achieve more. There is always a how about a thing. There is always what you need to do that will help you to do or to achieve more. So take out time, look into your job, look into your career, look into what you are currently doing, and see how you can, you know what, do more of it. And as you engage doing more of it, you see yourself becoming better. You see yourself becoming a reference point to the people. It's always a thing of joy for people to call on us, you know, to say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. How do I go about it? At that point in time, they begin to see you as an authority. So as you begin to engage more, you begin to develop yourself, and, you know, you might not even see it to the extent at which you are growing, but as people begin to, you know, to reference you, that becomes your feedback, and that becomes your payday. You now begin to enjoy, you know, working on yourself more. The last point is benefit of pushing beyond limit. Though indirectly I have touched it in one of the points, especially on the last point, one of the benefits of pushing beyond limit is what? You becoming better at what you do. As you push yourself beyond limit, you become better at what you do. Another thing, benefit is financial reward. Definitely, there must be what? A financial reward. I understand that that is the point that people usually look at, but it is not the first thing that you ought to consider when you are trying to push yourself beyond limit. One of the first points you should consider while you are trying to push yourself beyond limit is getting better at what you do. You know, giving a better service that is more than that is expected of you. You know, as you give better service beyond what is expected of you, in return, financial compensation will come forth. In return, you attain that fame. In return, you attain that societal what recognition. So these, among other things, are the benefits of pushing yourself beyond limit. You become stronger if you are in the gyming industry, in the athlete, in the sports, as you engage your body, as you engage your mind, as you engage your spirit in doing that exercise, pushing yourself on a daily basis, you become stronger, you become better, you become more fit. Even as other persons, that thing that you do, as you do it more with the intent of creating better service for the people, you see yourself, you know, becoming enlarged in that area. I know this point, you know, will benefit you as you put them into practice. So my advice to you as I'm rounding off now is get hold of these points, you know, practice them, take it one step at a time, and engage deeply in it, you know, with the mind that I want to render the best service I can part time to my customers, you know, to my employers, so that at the end of the day, they will have value for their money. Thank you and be blessed. See you on the next episode. Bye.